True Blues Retold, Volume 1, Chapter 2, in which Frank and Johnny first hear a voice that will change their lives forever. Now it's time to talk about Bo. Bo showed up in Johnny and Frank's life and threw a big monkey wrench. Bo was always causing trouble like that, especially if you were trying to talk to him. Johnny, Frank, and Randy learned that lesson over and over again. Now, Bo, just calm down.
Are you people crazy? Are we playing some kind of game? Is this some kind of sick joke? Do you want to die at the hands of an enemy you can't even smell?
No.
What does that mean exactly?
Now, people have been debating for years about why Bo had such a troublesome personality. Some wonder if it had all started before anything bad had ever happened to Bo, back when he was still in the egg. Now, that last comment confused you at all? Yeah, I can see that it did. Let me explain. It all started when Johnny and Frank were driving that first day after they met to a gig Johnny had in Illinois at a little run-down roadhouse called Rickety Jane's. It was early when they pulled in, but as Johnny and Frank got out of the truck, they realized that there was a commotion being caused by one irate customer. They saw two big guys burst out the door, struggling with something between them. It looked like some sort of fluffy, feathery pillow, except it was moving. In fact, it was putting up quite a fight. And that's when they first heard that voice that would haunt them in their dreams for years to come.
Oh, sure! Refused to serve me and kicked me out onto the street just because I have no opposable thumbs and I can't hold a glass!
Next thing you know, they kicked that bundle of feathers like it was a football. It soared through the air and landed with a thump and rolled to a stop at Johnny and Frank's feet. In front of their disbelieving eyes, that little ball stood up and shook the dust off its feathers. Without missing a beat, it walked right up to Johnny and Frank, extended a wing, and introduced himself.
Hey guys, how you doing? Pleased to meet you. I'm Bo. Bo the Duck.
Now, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking I'm crazy. Well, let me tell you something. That's exactly what Johnny and Frank thought. And they saw with their own eyes, and they became believers. And you would have too if you'd been there.
Hey, you're a duck.
That's right. 100% pure breed. Got a problem with that? No, then good. You and I should get along just fine.
But you talk.
More than that, I've got a scathing wit and an intriguing personality. Now, what about you two? Do you guys come with names, or should I just call you Skinny and Monkey Boy?
Well, sure we have names. I'm Frank, and this is Johnny.
Frank and Johnny, eh? Well, that's just fine. I like you, Frank. You're a good guy. Is this your truck? Pretty shabby piece of automobile, you know, but I guess it'll do, at least until we can find something better.
Johnny and Frank exchanged a glance. Neither of them was sure to make a Bo, but before either of them could say anything, Bo suddenly turned back to the two guys who kicked him out and started yelling up a storm.
Hey, Tweedledum and Tweedledoofus! Yeah, that's right, I'm talking to you. Pick on a helpless duck, will ya? Well, you'll think twice before you do that again. My friends here are gonna mop up this parking lot with your nose hairs. What do you think of that?
Well, judging by their body language, those two guys thought that was fighting words. They cleared the distance between them in a couple of big bounds, and before you knew it, the fists and feathers were flying. Now, Johnny Mathias was a man who'd been in a couple of scraps in his life, and he was quick enough to keep ahead of that giant gorilla who was coming after him. But, was that...
No, I'm not talking about a real giant gorilla. You're mixing up a giant gorilla and a talking duck. Just take it easy, kid.
Anyway, quick as he could, Johnny laid his man out with an old 1-2 to the jaw. Then he hopped into the truck and revved up the engine. Slamming her into gear, he spun around and clipped the guy who was strangling the life out of Frank in the leg. Johnny leaned over and threw the passenger door of the truck open, and Frank didn't waste no time getting in. Even before Frank had slammed the door shut, Johnny gunned the engine, and they raced away from the fight, leaving Rickety Jane's behind in the dust. Johnny and Frank looked at each other and shared a little smile. They had gotten out of sort of a tough scrap. But unfortunately, they picked up an unwanted passenger.
Yee-haw! That's what I call living! I can see you two monkeys are going to be a lot of fun to pal around with. Keep driving, Johnny. I was tired of that old dive joint anyway.
Yes, sir, you got it. Somehow, in the middle of all the ruckus, Bo had managed to slip into the truck and ride away with Frank and Johnny. However it happened, the long and the short of it was that Bo was with them to stay. Somehow, Johnny and Frank knew there would be no getting rid of him, no matter how hard they tried. Occasionally, Frank would tell folks that his pet duck could talk, but of course no one ever believed him. They'd laugh and scoff, and once even started talking to Bo like he was some sort of parrot.
Ducky want a cracker? Ducky want a cracker? Come on, Ducky, give us a whistle, Ducky.
The name's Bo, fathead, and I'll give you more than you ever bargained for. Come on, Frank, let's pound this turkey.
And then, of course, there would be another fight. Johnny was playing on stage, so he was caught unawares, but luckily Frank had just bought a whole bag full of jelly donuts, and he knew how to use it. One swift club in action brought the first guy down, and the boys were able to make their exit. And so there they were, driving through the heartland of America, a blues player, a farm boy, and a talking duck. And boy, could that duck talk. In fact, that duck hardly ever stopped talking. And the more he talked, the more he complained. And the more he complained, the more irritating he got. There was only one way to make Bo stop. Johnny and Frank discovered it by accident. See, it turns out that Bo was addicted to peanut butter. Whenever he got a hold of a bit of peanut butter, he'd gobble it down so fast you'd think that stuff was going out of style. After that, his bill would get so sticky that he wouldn't be able to talk. And then they'd all enjoy a bit of peace and quiet. Of course, eventually it would wear off and start all over again.
Oh, sure! The old peanut butter trick! When are you guys going to realize that someday, I'm going to catch on to that?
More peanut butter, Bo?
Yeah, sure, thanks.
And Johnny and Frank would just laugh. Johnny didn't know it at the time, but these were actually the good old days that he'd be looking back at from the future with longing and nostalgia. You see, it wasn't long after this that Johnny's past started catching up with him, and Johnny learned that a man can run from his enemies all the livelong day, but no matter how fast you go, a man can never run from himself. Because eventually, you always catch up with yourself. Because you're already there. Because you are yourself. You know what I'm saying? Let me see if I can explain it another way. Oh, sorry about that. There I go again.